بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، so we've seen in our previous class that the author Ibn Rajab رحمه الله تعالى, he has mentioned the fundamental meaning and understanding of the word taqwa, and that is that an individual, he will place between him and that which he fears and is afraid of a barrier and a shield and a means of protection that will protect him from that, that will protect him from that. And therefore, the reality of a taqwa is that someone, he will place something between him and that which he fears from Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning from his anger and from his punishment, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will place a barrier between himself and between that, something that will be a means to protect him. And that which will protect him from the anger and the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal is at-taqwa. And that is by having sincere faith and working the righteous actions, by complying to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla and fulfilling the obligations, and likewise by leaving off the prohibitions and staying away from that which is impermissible and avoiding entirely the actions of disobedience. This is the foundation of at-taqwa. And then likewise after that, one could increase in the levels of at-taqwa by increasing after performing the obligations and establishing the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla that are obligatory. He could increase by performing now the actions of obedience and the actions of worship that are non-obligatory, seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the high ranks. And likewise, after leaving off that which is impermissible and leaving off the haram entirely and avoiding all of the actions of disobedience, then one can likewise compete and increase and try to gain even more taqwa and piety and ranks and nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal by leaving off the affairs that are not impermissible, but they are disliked and they are not preferred. They are disliked and they are not preferred. So in this manner, a person, he will have a barrier and he will have a shield. In this manner, a person, he will have a barrier and he will have a shield, and he have a means that will protect him from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is by al-Iman al-Sadiq wal-Amalu al-Salih. Al-Iman al-Sadiq wal-Amalu al-Salih. By the true and sincere faith and the righteous actions, and the application of that faith in creed and in speech and in deed. And this is the reality of at-taqwa. We have seen in the previous classes likewise that at-taqwa in reality, it includes the whole entire religion. And from this understanding, yani at-taqwa is having sincere faith and performing the obligations first and foremost, and everything that Allah has ordered and commanded, and staying away from the prohibitions and leaving off that which is impermissible. Then, for example, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions فَعْبُدُهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ, worship him and put all your trust and reliance upon him. And to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is taqwa, because this is something that Allah has commanded. And this is likewise ibadah, and this is likewise the reality of the deen. So ibadah, it is taqwa, and taqwa is ibadah. And this is all Islam and the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ, and to put your trust and reliance upon him. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise has ordered with tawakkul. So therefore, at tawakkul and trust and reliance and putting one's faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also from at taqwa, and also from the actions of worship and the commandments that have come in the Quran and in the Sunnah, al-isti'ana. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you alone do we worship and you alone do we seek aid and help. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and if you seek aid and help, then seek aid and help from Allah. So therefore, al-isti'ana, likewise, it is from at-taqwa. It is an action of worship, and it is from at-taqwa. And having hope and trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fear from him, al-khawf wal-raja wal-ragba wal-rahba, هذه عبادات قلبية وكلها من التقوى. These are actions of the heart, actions of worship of the heart, and they are all from at-taqwa. And likewise, establishing the salah, this is from the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, wa aqimu salata wa atu zakat, and likewise performing the obligatory charity of a zakat. All of these affairs are from that which Allah has commanded and ordered, and they are from the deen, and therefore to perform them, this is from at-taqwa. And likewise, with regards to leaving off the prohibitions, and as well, all of that which is prohibited, to leave that off for the pleasure of Allah and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is all from at-taqwa. So from this aspect, the issue of at-taqwa, in reality, it includes the entire religion. In reality, it includes the entire religion. All of the actions of obedience that are pleasing to Allah, whether they are obligatory or whether they are recommended, to perform them with sincere faith and hope in Allah Azza wa Jalla and the reward and the good home of the hereafter, all of this is from at-taqwa. All of this is from at-taqwa. Whether it is the actions that are done with the tongue, whether it is actions that are done with the heart, or whether it is the actions that are done with the body parts, or whether it's with the wealth likewise, all of these actions of obedience that Allah has ordered or recommended subhanahu wa ta'ala or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to comply to them and to perform them, this is at-taqwa. This is at-taqwa. And likewise, everything that is made impermissible and everything that has been forbidden, to leave that and to avoid that. From the worst of that, and the head of all of that, is a shirk and associating partners with Allah. And then likewise, after that, innovation and evading in the deen of Allah. And then the major sins, to leave off all of these affairs, this is from at-taqwa. And this is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is as-sirat al-mustaqim. And this is the reality of al-ikhlas wal-mutaba'a. This is the reality of having sincerity and following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is al-Islam, and this is al-Iman, and this is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So with that being said, we can see likewise what has been mentioned about at-taqwa is that it is like a garment, and likewise the deen is like a garment that one will adorn himself with, and one will decorate himself with, and likewise one will cover his awra and his faults and his deficiencies and the likes with the garment as well. He would do that with at-taqwa and with the deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, and the adornment of at-taqwa, this is better, or this is best. So therefore, the deen and learning the obligations and the prohibitions and likewise the recommended affairs and all of the statements and actions that are pleasing to Allah, and likewise learning the foul ways and the bad ways and the statements and actions that are displeasing to Allah, learning the good in order to apply it, and learning the evil in order to avoid it. The one who establishes this, he is establishing the deen. The one who is establishing this, he is establishing his feet firm upon the straight path, and he is establishing himself upon al-istiqamah. And he is the one who has the strength in the religion, and he has ikhlas. And he is the one who is truly upon al-mutaba' and following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who is upright upon the commandments and the prohibitions. He has the barrier between himself. He has the barrier between himself and between the anger and the punishment of Allah. He has the taqwa. He has the taqwa. Just as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that taqwa hahuna. At-taqwa ha-huna, at-taqwa ha-huna, that at-taqwa, it is here. And he pointed to his heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said it three times. At-taqwa, it is here. At-taqwa, it is here. At-taqwa, it is here. But the reality of at-taqwa is that if it is strong and deeply rooted and cultivated properly in the heart, it would be displayed. It will be displayed on the body parts. It will be displayed on the tongue. It will be displayed in the eyes and in the ears. It will be displayed in the hands and in the feet. It will be displayed in the conduct and the dealings that one has, and the way that he carries himself, and the way that he speaks, and the way that he walks, the way that he talks, and the way that he conducts his daily affairs with the people. The one who has that taqwa deeply rooted in his heart, it will be apparent, and he will be beneficial, and he will be good, and he will be upright by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will have much benefit with him. And likewise, the people will be safe from his harm. the people will be safe from his harm. And likewise, he himself will be safe from the anger and the punishment of Allah. And that's the reality of a taqwa. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And the adornment of a taqwa, this is best. This is best. And he will, a person, a believer in this life, he will adorn himself with the legislation and with the deen. He will adorn himself by learning that which is pleasing to Allah, and applying that, and complying to that, and living upon that, and walking upon that way, and speaking in that manner, learning that which is good and wholesome from the speech and from the deeds, and then applying that and being upon that. First and foremost, of course, the creed and the belief inside of the heart. This is where the taqwa is, and whenever it is strong, this is what will happen. A person, he will be adorned with taqwa. Yani, it will be a means of adornment for him, and it will be a means of decoration for him, and it will be a means for him to be beneficial and upright, and a beautification for him, and how he deals with the people, and how he deals with life, and how he accepts the decrees and the commands of Allah that are universal, whether they come with regards to that which is pleasing, or whether they come with regards to that which is harmful or difficult. Then he will be able to deal with him because he has taqwa, and he has foundations, and he has fundamentals that he is working with. And whenever the good comes to him, he's thankful. And his piety calls him to be thankful and to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that these blessings come from Allah. And likewise, whenever there's hardship or difficulty, or things are not going as he had planned, then he will be patient, and he will remember that he is a slave, and that he is under the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And whatever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has decreed for him, it is good. And he will be patient, and he will likewise remember his sins, and that much of the hardship and difficulty that happens to him, and the calamities that befall him, they are a result of his own sins and his own weaknesses. And therefore, likewise, at this time, he will seek forgiveness, and he will repent to Allah Azza wa Jal, and this will be good for him. And all of this is from the fruits of a taqwa, and how he has adorned himself in this life with a taqwa. And whenever he deals with the people will see the good manners that he has, and the good dealings that he has, and the good speech that he has, and they will benefit from him, and he will be a light in this manner because of a taqwa. And he himself likewise will be upright, and the point here is that he will be safe as well because of this, from the anger of Allah, from his punishment. And this is whenever the taqwa is strong. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. But the reality of a taqwa is that it can be strong and it can be weak. That it can be strong and that it can be weak. Yani. And likewise, a person's garments. Yani, a person, he will put on his garments. Why? He will adorn himself with his clothing. His adornment that he wears whenever he goes outside, he will put on his clothing for a number of reasons. And from them is that he will cover his aura. That he will cover his aura. And he will cover yani, that which he does not want the people to see from his body and the likes like this. And many times the aura is used, this word, to refer to the private parts. But likewise, this word is used to refer to a person's shortcomings and deficiencies as well. His shortcomings and his deficiencies as well as is the awra, the awrat an-nas, meaning their defects or their deficiencies. So therefore, a believer, he covers himself with his physical garments to cover up the awrat, to cover up his private parts, and likewise to cover up the deficiencies in his body, and then also to decorate himself. To decorate himself, and also his clothing as a means of protection for him, to protect him from the weather, to protect him from the heat, and to protect him from the cold and the dirt and the lice like that, and from other affairs that are in the environment. He will protect himself by this, and his body will be protected by his garments. And at the same time, his garments are a means of adornment and beautification for him. And likewise, they cover his awra. They cover his privates, and they cover his deficiencies and his weaknesses. In this manner, a person, he wears garments. But Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. But the garment or the adornment of a taqwa, this is better. This is better. So just as a person, he will adorn himself with his clothing, and he will protect himself with his clothing, and he will cover up his faults and his errors and the likes with his clothing, then as well, on the spiritual sense, a believer, he will adorn himself with a taqwa. and he would adorn himself by complying to the regulations of the deen, and he would adorn himself and he will protect himself as well with at-taqwa, and he will cover up his errors and his shortcomings with at-taqwa. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. But just like the garment, if it is beautiful but it becomes dirty, then it becomes dirty, and it's not, and it loses its beauty, and it loses its beauty. Or likewise, some garments, they can become old, they can become old and they can wear out. And likewise, at-taqwa, likewise, it can become dirty and it can become weak, and it can wear out, it can wear out. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلَقُ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يَخْلَقُ الثَّوْبِ فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ أَنْ يُجَدِّدَ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. That verily, the iman, the faith, the piety, meaning the taqwa, and the tawheed, and the love of Allah azza wa jalla and his deen, it wears out. It wears out inside of your hearts just as the garment wears out. And it just as the garment becomes old and it wears out. Likewise, the iman, it does the same thing in the heart. And it just like, for example, a garment, if one wears it for a period of time, then the garment will start to become thin. And eventually it will start having tears, small tears in it. And then it will fray. And then eventually, if one keeps wearing that same garment without patching it and the likes like that, then it will continue to tear and to fray away until it's ruined. This is how a garment is whenever it wears out. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلَقُ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يَخْلَقُ الثَّوْبُ. The very iman, it wears out inside of one of you just like the thawb wears out. Just like the garment wears out. فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ أَن يُجَدِّدَ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Then ask Allah to renew the iman in your hearts, to renew the iman in your hearts, and يجدد الإيمان في قلوبكم. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجدد الإيمان في قلوبنا. Oh Allah, we ask you to renew and to revive the iman in our hearts.
And that is the purpose of these classes, to be strong in faith and to continue upon the straight path. And that likewise, what Allah has mentioned about at-taqwa is that it is provision.
Meaning provision for the hereafter. Provision for the hereafter, the reminders and the knowledge and the admonition that comes in the gatherings of the people of knowledge and in the lessons and in the classes and in the khutab, in the Friday sermons and the likes. All of this is a means that will be a provision, a zad, for believer to aid him and to support him and to help him, and that will be a means to carry him on the straight path until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that manner, while he's upon piety and upon obedience, and until he meets Allah azza wa jal while he's pleased with him. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And take your provision, for verily the best of all provision is at-taqwa.
And that is likewise the reality of seeking knowledge and learning and listening to the good speech and the clarification of the interpretation of the Quran and the Sunnah and the likes and the legislative rulings and regulations and the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal, to go over these and to learn them and to review them and to study them. This is all likewise from at-taqwa. We go back to the point now, and that is that the taqwa, it can wear out. The taqwa, it can become weak. So just like a garment, if it gets dirty, it's not so beautiful anymore. And likewise, if it becomes weak and becomes torn, it's likewise not so beautiful anymore. And also, it will not protect from the environment. Likewise, it will not protect from the heat or from the cold if it has holes all in it. And if it's worn out and if it's weak, it becomes thin and the likes like this. So like this, the same reality of at-taqwa, that if it is strong, if it is deeply rooted, if it is grounded and firmly cultivated, then it likewise will be a beautiful adornment for a person in his conduct and his manners, between him and Allah first and foremost, and likewise between him and the people. But likewise between him and the people. And it will be good for him, and it will also be a protection from him, from the anger of Allah, from his punishment, and the likes like this. But if the taqwa becomes weak, If the taqwa becomes weak, then likewise he is exposing himself to the anger of Allah. Accordingly, if it becomes very weak, then he is exposed to a great portion of the anger of Allah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And if it's lesser than that, then it's lesser than that. And so on and so forth. And likewise, just as the garment, if it becomes weak, or if it's not proper, if it's not long enough, then it could expose one's awra. Or if it has holes or it's too thin, it could expose one's awra. One's awra could be exposed. His garment could not be beneficial enough or good enough to cover his awra properly. Likewise, at taqwa, if it becomes weak, accordingly the awra becomes exposed and the deficiencies of the human being becomes exposed and the defects and the shortcomings that one has, it becomes exposed. A person, he has, for example, maybe he has some deficiency with anger management. But so long as his taqwa is strong, and he remembers the commandments and the prohibitions with regards to the affair of anger, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِذَا غَضِبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْكُتْ, that if one of you becomes angry, then let him be silent. So long as he remembers this commandment and this order from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he applied it, then that fault or defect that he has, it will be covered. Then that fault and that defect that that person has, it will be covered, and it will not be seen, and he will not be exposed. But if he felt weak in that, and he fell off his guard, and his taqwa came down, and then he became angry, and he spoke, maybe he will say something that he regrets. Maybe he will say something that would earn him the anger of Allah, and likewise the people will blame him and find fault with him and be upset with him and angry with him as well. So therefore, any of the reality of a taqwa is like this garment. If it is strong, it will be beneficial. It will be beneficial, meaning it would adorn him and it will be a beautification for him. And likewise, it will be a protection for him, protect him from the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal and from his punishment. And likewise, it will be a means to protect him by covering his faults and covering his mistakes. By covering his faults and covering his mistakes and shortcomings. So likewise, yani, this is something that is established, yani, in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. And it has been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, بَيْنَا أَنَا نَائِمٌ رَأَيْتُ النَّاسَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَيْهِمْ قُمُسٌ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while I was sleeping, I saw the people being presented to me. While I was sleeping, I saw the people being presented to me. وَعَلَيْهِمْ قُمُسٌ. وَعَلَيْهِمْ قُمُسٌ. Qumus is the plural of qamis. Qamis is the thobe, that is the long garment, the thobe that the man wears, the garment that goes over the head and has sleeves and it comes down. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned while he was sleeping that he saw the people being presented to him, and they have these thobes on, these garments on them. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, minha ma yablugu al-thudi. Minha ma yablugu al-thudi. And from them, and from the people, there are those that their garments reach to their breasts. Reach to their breasts. وَمِنْهَا مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ. And from amongst them, there are those who their garments were lower than that. And so we see now, if a person, he had a garment on, أعوذ بالله, that goes up to his breast, that means that his whole body is, almost his whole body is exposed. His aura is completely exposed. And the one who has a garment on that is lower than that, and he is exposed accordingly. Then he is exposed accordingly. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's seen the people like this, and they are being presented to him, and they have garments on, but some of their garments are up to their chest. It only covers any of their breast area. It goes down to their breast. Others, they have longer than that, and each one accordingly. His body will be covered according to the length of his garment. So some of them are to their chest, and others are lower than that. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَعُرِضَ عَلَيَّ عُمَرُ بْنُ خَطَّابِ وَعَلَيْهِ قَمِيسٌ يُجُرُّهُ. And Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiallahu anhu, he was presented to me, and he had a thobe on, he had a garment on, and he's dragging it behind him. قَالُوا, and they said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالُوا فَمَا أَوَّلْتَ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So what did you interpret this to mean, O Messenger of Allah? So now we see again that the people are being presented to him and they have garments on. Some of them are longer than others. Some of their garments, they only come to their breast area. Others are longer than that. As for Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiyallahu anhu, he was presented to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dream, and he had a garment that is all the way down to his feet, and brother is going behind him and he's dragging it. And they said, "What did you interpret this to mean, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Qala ad-deen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned ad-deen. So the deen is like a garment. Wadibasu at-taqwa dhalika khayr. It's like a garment for a person, protecting him and covering his faults. Protecting him and covering his faults, and likewise a means of adornment and beautification for him. The one who learns the deen properly, and he learns the avenues of righteousness and piety with regards to creed and belief first and foremost, and then with regards to statement and action and deed. Then he strives against his soul to comply to what he has learned from that beneficial knowledge and from that upright path. Then he will adorn himself. He will adorn himself in his manners and his conduct and his dealings. And his dealings, first and foremost, with Allah Azza wa Jal. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ استحي من الله. استحي من الله. Be shy from Allah. Fear Allah wherever you may be. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي سِرِّ أَمْرِكَ وَعَلَانِيَتِهِ. Fear Allah in your private affair and in your public affair. And in this manner, a person, he will adorn himself with the beautification of taqwa. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And the deen, in reality, it is like a garment covering a person, covering his faults and his errors, and covering his deficiencies and his shortcomings, and likewise protecting him from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla and from his anger, and also adorning him and beautifying him. And also adorning him and beautifying him. Also, the people of knowledge, they have mentioned about the issue here of Umar radiallahu anhu. Not only is his garment covering his body entirely, meaning that his deen is strong, but likewise in the dream, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw him and he's dragging his garment behind him. He's dragging his garment behind him. The people of knowledge, they have mentioned that this is an indication that the effect that Umar will have on the people after him. That not only did he have the strong deen, and not only was he adorned with the taqwa and the piety and the upright religion, but likewise he's leaving a trail, and he's leaving traces, and he's affecting others, and his trace will be left behind him, meaning that he will leave benefit even after his death, radiallahu anhu. So likewise, the person of at-taqwa and the person of piety, he adorns himself and he rectifies himself and his condition with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and likewise his manners and his conduct with the people, and then he will be upright and upon a straight path, and also he will affect others, and he will leave good behind him even after his death. Even after his death. But as for the one who his deen is weak, or as for the one who his faith is weak, his taqwa is weak, as for the one who his Islam is deficient, as for the one who his salafiyya is not strong, then accordingly he will be exposed. And accordingly he will be exposed to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then accordingly he will be exposed to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the deen and al-Islam, the proper application of al-Islam, likewise, which is known as as-salafiyya, if it is strong, if it is good, it will be like this beautiful garment that will protect him from the anger of Allah and protect him from the punishment of Allah. And likewise, it will protect him from the blame and the fault that the people will find with him, and he will be adorned, and he will have a beautiful presentation and the likes like this. But according to that deficiency will determine how much he is exposed from that. And this is the reality of التقوى. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.